Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, there's a lot going on. Atlanta, we got a lot going on. There's a lot of stuff happening right now with our football team. They win last night. They snap a four-game losing streak, thank God, 15-9 against the Raiders. But it didn't feel quite like we thought it should. And it's been part of our conversation today. We'll talk to Coach Ra on Thursday. It's a short week, guys. We turn around, we got the Giants, and we got to handle business the rest of the way out. The Thursday or the Sunday night game, should I say, that's been flexed, that's going to be on the 29th. So we will play at Washington. That will be a Sunday night game now. If you're just tuning in, however you're accessing the show, thank you for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station and its number one sports show. Mike, I want to hear something from Dan Orlowski last night, and you continue to talk about how impressed you were with the broadcast and how they were, you know, doing a really good job of breaking things down. As we talk about this Kirk Cousins dilemma that we're dealing with, it's not that we don't like him. It's not that we're not rooting for him. He's not playing well.
It's a funk. It's a mental funk. I don't know how to. He's in the biggest slump of his career.
And how do we get him right? So Orlowski, this is today. This is from not last night. This is today. Talked about Kirk and his eyes. I just want you to listen to this.
Ruddy, I think it's a two-part conversation. One, Kirk Cousins. Kirk doesn't know why he's having the struggles. Even him himself, when you ask him, and I'm a huge fan of Kirk Cousins, why? And he's like, honestly, sometimes I walk away going, why did I just do that? And he's trying to figure it out. Goes into the bye week before this five-game stretch, and he thought, well, maybe he was trying to push the ball downfield or try to do so much. And no, Hawk, the big takeaway from me just on the field is he looks like he doesn't trust what he's seeing. And that's, I said it to him in the production. I'm like, Kirk, one of the things that's made you such a great player is you have such conviction in your eyes. Does it lead to an interception? Occasionally, yes, but more often than not, good plays.
Right.
And right now, when I watch him, he's hesitant. He's not comfortable. There's not confidence in what he's looking at, and so then the body's not confident.
There you go. And I know Dave Archer talked about, you know, getting the dead feet, getting his feet in this position to throw. You always see quarterbacks bouncing on the tips, you know, balls of their feet moving around, hopping, and then be able to decisively step into the throw. On the interception, he throws behind. He's late. He doesn't trust himself to throw the ball into that window on schedule. You saw him double clutch. You saw it on the interception. They ran the ball 23 out of the 24 first downs. They ran the ball. How predictable is that? You basically said, I don't trust my 13-year veteran quarterback who's getting paid $100 million. And on the one first down they come out throwing, he throws that pick. So I know that on some cases, Carl, yes, the receivers may be covered, but you can't say in just 17 pass attempts they were covered every single time. It's all the things Dan Orlovsky talked about and he talked about on the broadcast. They also got into the schematics of why they're not doing the play action under center. And then basically he sort of intimated that Zach Robinson, they can't protect him.
Right. Well, what did Kirk have to say after the game last night? Because even though we won the football game, he has admitted and said that he needs to play better. And I think everybody on the team feels that way. Here he is with our own Dave Archer last night after the win.
Kirk, we knew how paramount it was for you guys to come on the road and get a win. How did it feel to go out there and scratch out a W?
Yeah, we scratched one out. It was good to find a way to win. I thought special teams were phenomenal. I thought our defense really stood up. And in offense, I thought, you know, we kind of manufactured the ball down the field, ran the football well, and found a way.
Yeah, you guys did a really good job of working the ball down the field. Tell me about the run game. Was that something you guys thought on tape that you're going to be able to get after them with the run game?
Yeah, we kind of stayed with it. You know, kind of committed to the run game, and I thought our guys ran hard. I thought the O-line handled the different pressures that the Raiders were throwing at us well. I thought it was a lot of different looks we got from the Raiders, and you know, I thought it was a good, consistent run game throughout the game.
I know there's still some frustration there. Got to be for you as you manage the team to these third and medium situations. Then you still have a couple of pre-snap penalties that hurt you.
We had still a lot of third and longs tonight. You know, they were in big zones, just dropping and kind of forcing us to check it down. And then we did. We had a couple third downs that, you know, would have liked to have converted that, you know, for whatever reason didn't. And when you don't convert, you know, it really glooms large at the end of the game in terms of sometimes the lack of production.
All right, you got the W. Now you move into these final three games, still in the mix. Give me an idea from a concept of a leadership standpoint, what you emphasize this week.
Yeah, coming back home, we're excited to be back in Atlanta playing in front of our fans. Was really pleased with the fans tonight.
Yeah.
Was outstanding how many Falcons fans were there and the noise they brought, the energy they brought. We felt them from warm-ups on. So good to be back in front of our fans next week. And as we do every week, got to take it, you know, 1-0 is the approach the moment we get back here from Vegas and land in Atlanta.
All right, buddy. Good win.
Okay, thanks, Arch.
I mean, it's a win. We get to 7-7. You do need the Bucs to lose to the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football, right? If we're looking at a chance to get back to where we have the even record with the Broncos, with the Bucs, we'd win, obviously, by virtue of head-to-head. And Carl, in the division, I'm looking at the game, and I went back and watched it this morning. How about the Koo can't kick again?
No.
He misses a kick.
He's
then
struggling.
We do a field goal. We try to draw the Raiders off sides with a field goal attempt. Wouldn't you be better off having your quarterback out there for that one? Well, you have to wait till Thursday to talk to Coach. We were so conservative. We barely threw the football at all. They have no faith in Kirk Cousins. Thank God that Bijan and Tyler could just bang that run game all day long, and certainly the right side of the line was just crushing guys. But this was, and the special teams was great. Two block punts, block field goal, great return game. The Raiders had crap field position. We had great field position all night. It's got 15 points, and it still came down to Desmond Ridder with two cracks at the end zone at the end of the game.
And he put it in the end zone. I mean, like, they had a shot, right? Jesse Bates comes up with the interception to end the football game. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour is brought to you by our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings. Guys, it's Tuesday where it's Wing Tuesday. Buy one, get one half off traditional wings. Let's hear from Bijan, guys. 22 carries, 125 yards last night.
1,000 yards now.
And look, we're excited about the future with him, right? He is showing us he's that dude. Regardless of who the quarterback is, and this is what we kind of expected last year. Nevertheless, Mikey came close. It's a hell of an accomplishment for Bijan Robinson. Here's what he said after the game.
Now with the Solomon Brothers Player of the Game, Bijan Robinson, we're actually going to rename this award for the Bijan Robinson Award, but it is a Solomon Brothers Player of the Game. Just another performance, a phenomenal performance by you. Really kind of if you watched it as a fan, it felt like a conservative game plan because we ran the football. Why were you guys so successful running the ball?
Yeah, well, first off, I just want to give honor to God, you know, and what he does for us and, you know, just getting us out healthy and, you know, getting to play for him every Sunday or Monday is the best feeling to me and the teammates. So I just thank God every single day. But, I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, games like this happen, those grimy games that, you know, sometimes you just have to just run the ball to will it out and to get those hitting yards and move the yards. And, you know, that's what we're built for. You know, for us, you know, sometimes, you know, if the pass isn't going well or they're blitzing a lot, you have to have another dimension. So, you know, running the ball how we did and you know, just all credit to the O-line and Charlie and Ross and Kyle and all those guys. Like, you know, those are the guys that set everything off for us and for me and Tyler. And that's all we can do is just, you know, love on them and harp on them.
I so often liken, you know, running the football or receivers or whatever, getting in a rhythm.
Yeah.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I've never seen a guy that's in a rhythm on the opening snap. You're already in a rhythm. I mean, how do you get there?
My coach Petrie, we always just believe in just start fast. Like, you know, there's no point in waiting and being patient. You know, you just got to just, you know, start fast and, you know, get this offense going as soon as possible. And I've always been like that. Like, I've never been the guy to, you know, have to like ease into it or try to find my rhythm. Like, I'm trying to go right now and I'm trying to affect the game immediately. And that's just always how I play the game. And, you know, for me, it's like when you start trusting everybody and start trusting the O-line and start trusting all the blocking schemes, like, you can do things like that. So it's all credit to them. But, you know, I'm not a guy that starts slow. You know, we just got to keep going fast every single time.
Absolutely. Over 1,000 yards now in just 14 games. I know you're not an individual guy. You're much more of a team concept guy.
Yes,
I know that means something to them, too, to have a guy that ran for 1,000 yards behind him. Tell me what it means to you.
I mean, it's all God, man. Like, God blessed me to do this. You know, God bless us all to do this. And, you know, just for me to be able to share that with the O-line and, you know, obviously without God blessing them for me and the guys, like, it would never happen. So, you know, I give all the credit to them. And, you know, I give all everything. You know, I do everything I can, you know, just for the Lord. And, you know, for those guys right there, like they strain every single day. But yeah, man, I mean, this is for the whole team. This is not for me at all. Like, this is a great little achievement for me. But it's more so for everybody on this team, and you know, it's all love, and that's what we do.
Well, over the last two seasons, there's two guys that have 16 combined games of 100 yards or more, and it's this guy and Saquon Barkley. It tells the kind of company this guy's in.
Yeah, man. I mean, I respect him a lot. Obviously, like, that's one of the guys I look up to. So, you know, trying to be in a conversation with him is obviously, you know, one of the biggest blessings, and you know, hopefully we just keep on going.
Okay, last thing for you. How important was it to get this win? I think a lot of people felt like it was a must win. Did you guys feel like that?
It was a must win. This one was very important. Obviously, we don't want it to be close. Like we us as an offense, we got to be a little better. You know, we have so many opportunities, and the defense gave us so many opportunities. So we have to capitalize off of that. We have to put the ball in the end zone. It's our job to do that. But you know, for us, like getting a grimy win like this is still a win. Like a win's a win. But you know, obviously, we got three more to go, and we have to get these three wins. You know, for us to have a chance. So that's our main goal, is just taking it one game at a time.
He's our Solomon Brothers Player of the Game. He's over 1,000 yards now in just 14 games. Bijan Robinson. Thanks, sure. Bud.
Yeah, thank you.
As I like to say, yeah, B!
He's such a good dude.
He is. Congratulations. And again, they did win. Yes, we're aware. But we got to talk about some of the other things that bugged us last night, Mike.
Yeah, man. There were so many opportunities to put this game away. This game should never have come down to literally a couple of Hail Mary shots. We'll get into the penalty because the Raiders got hosed, if we're honest, late in that game. We'll talk about that. The beef I'm having with some of the folks in the audience, and I appreciate your passion for the Falcons. Guys, we were as high as a kite, 6-3. I never thought I'd be talking about them at 7-7. Like this. What I saw last night is not playoff winning football from the Falcons. I mean, that's where I stand. I'm not going to lie to the listeners. That's how I feel in my heart. I don't see it. I don't believe in this team anymore unless they change the quarterback.
And when we get back, what a female reporter asked Kirk Cousins. Stay right there. All right. We have what I like to call a developing story, because Coach was non-committal today. Okay. When asked about who the starter was going to be moving forward against the Giants. Now, I just want to read to you what he said. We'll get a chance to talk to him by Thursday here on the show, because, again, short turnaround. We're not there tomorrow, but we'll talk to Coach Ra on Thursday. When asked who his starting quarterback will be this week, he did not give an answer, saying they just got back and they're still going through everything. Now, I'm not going to jump the gun here, and I want to be the voice of reason for 1 second.
Right.
But I do think he's been adamant up until this point to say, we are not making a change. And now, all of a sudden, after last night, you're not answering the question. So that in itself is a little bit of a turn, okay? Again, I'm not telling you it's going to be Penix, but let me say this, Mike, and then I want to get your opinion on this. The voice of reason is, guys, look, I don't know if Raheem Morris would get fired after 1 year, but what I will tell you is that going with the veteran gives you security. Understand me. Losing with Cousins, it's hard for anybody in the organization who signed off on this to say, we never thought we'd be here with him, regardless right. of how bad he plays. We don't get in the playoffs. You went with the guy that everybody said we needed to go with. You make the change. And that same outcome occurs, it is, yes, he's the future, but we had a chance to make the playoffs. Is that viewed differently? I do not know inside of the organization. I have no idea. All I'm telling you is everybody was on the same page about Cousins, and now, for the first time all season, I'm not sure who that's going to be. We're going through things. Mike, I'm not sure where this is headed.
Yeah, it's a short work week. I know if you ever were going to go make the move to the backup. And again, Penix, we know what we've seen in a small sample size in preseason. At camp, like, he made some of the rookie mistakes. It wasn't like, you know, I've seen some of these things come out. Well, Penix looks great at camp. We saw Penix. He was doing everything that a rookie does, good things and bad things. Now, and how many reps Penix gets with Kirk Cousins getting ready for the week, Carl? You know how quick and how short that turnaround is. So when I hear, like, some things from Pat McAfee or somebody say, well, he's looking re-, I hope so. You know me. I've been banging the drum for Penix for the last 4 weeks. I just think you've boxed yourself into this corner because, you know, the general manager. Now, the guy's going to get fired first. I mean, maybe be the general manager, because the general manager has created this mess. You went and you had options. You could have thrown more money to the Buccaneers and Baker Mayfield. You could have maybe done the Fields. I asked him about Fields. He basically laughed in my face.
Yeah.
You could have rolled the dice with Russell Wilson on a one-year deal, and then Pettis comes right in. And if Russell balls out, you can renegotiate. Cousins, at the time, was still the best available. And I'm not trying to be revisionist history here. The last thing we expected, especially, guys, after two NFC Offensive Players of the Week, the 500-yard performance, the come-behind victory against the Bucs, against the Eagles, the win against the Cowboys, is that he was just going to fall apart mentally. Just collapse to where he doesn't trust anything. He doesn't trust himself to step in the pocket to make those same throws he was making on the road, Carl, in Tampa Bay, threading the needle to Darnell Mooney in the end zone between defenders. Now he can't. He's got dumped. He's got checkdowns to Pitts. Pitts is involved now, but it's not even close to being explosive. Zach Robinson. I don't think Zach Robinson in a million years expected this to be the Kirk Cousins he'd be dealing with down the playoff stretch, right?
No.
So I mean, I just think. You're just going to have to, if you're Raheem Morris, you got to make a decision, man. You got to tell your buddy Fondo, whatever. You can say, look, I got to win some games here, man, and I can't be one-dimensional. Last night was a farce. Last night was pathetic. Kirk Cousins can't do the job.
Yeah.
And we love this man, and it breaks my heart to say it. You heard the bromance I had. It's like, Kirk, remember when you threw that ball? He's doing kicking butt. But Penix, I got to see what Penix is. And I can't, Carl, Penix cannot do any worse. And maybe Penix gives you a spark. Maybe Penix comes in and the team reacts to it. And all of a sudden, the things that aren't happening and what Zach Robinson is trying to start happening. Because he's got footwork. He's got athleticism. No, he's not a dual threat, but he can move around in the pocket more than Cousins can right now.
All right, let's talk about the follow-up to Raheem Moore saying, I have not made, again, quote, declining to answer who the quarterback will be Sunday against the Giants. Here's the follow-up. And again, to me, this is a turn, Mike. I mean, we're up there every week. We know. He was asked about why he won't switch to Michael Penix. Here was the quote today. It's just an initial plan. Follow me now. On how you want to go about your business and how you want things to happen. But also, listen closely, we have to win. We're going to do whatever is best for us to win as many games as we can win this season.
So now you're talking in circles.
No, he just hadn't said that. He hadn't said that. He's been saying, Cousins is our guy. We do have an initial plan. This is the plan. We're going to stick by it. That last part, he hasn't said all year.
Yeah. But still, but again, the
it's not talking in circles. He's saying,
but he's telling you,
we've got to win.
An initial plan on how you want to go about your business, how you want things to happen. That's just corporate nonsense doublespeak.
He said that to us.
I know what I'm saying. The Dan Quinn, and it drives me crazy. Just, that's what I'm saying. I compare him to Dan Quinn. He's talking out of both sides of his head with that.
Is he? He said that the entire time. The part he hasn't said is, we have to win, and we're going to do whatever is best for our team.
Well, if you're
he has, but not in the context of the quarterback
but
stuff.
But again, to me, this is more word salad, because if you're going to start Michael Penix Jr. against the Giants, you make the announcement today, and he gets all the reps, and you go to work. You're not going to do this on Wednesday. You announce Penix is coming in on a short week?
I'm not going to tell you it's Penix, because everything we've been told is that they weren't going to do this.
We're not going to see Penix.
I'm not going to jump the gun here and tell you that this automatically means this. What I do think is he's telling us they are talking about it just like we are. And maybe 2-3 weeks ago, they weren't, Mike. Mm. Maybe they weren't as concerned about
it. Okay.
2-3 weeks ago.
But I mean, again, where's the sense of urgency? The Buccaneers have already leapfrogged you. You know, you don't control your destiny. You need everybody in front of you. You need the Seattle Seahawks to lose all their games. You need the Commanders to lose. You got to beat the Commanders. And you need the Bucs, certainly, and that's for the wild card. To win this division, you need the Dallas Cowboys or somebody to knock off the Bucs. And you got to win out.
Yeah. 404-726-0929. You guys can text us. Let us know what you think. Just giving you the info. I have no idea whether a decision would be made. What do I think? I think we got to do exactly what he said. What's best for the team? But I've been saying that for 3 weeks. And when we get shut down with, we are starting this guy and that this is our plan, there's nothing. I said it earlier. What do you want me to do? There's nothing more I can say to him in the face when we're face to face with him. And he's looking me in my eye and going, Dukes, this is what we're doing. Okay. 404-726-0929.
Because as we know, and around the league, people are saying, I mean, you're gonna have a lame duck in Kirk Cousins that you'll never be able to move off the roster. Because the only way this gets any better is Kirk Cousins figures this out. We went out to win the season. Kirk Cousins wins a playoff game, and we've restored our confidence in our quarterback. Not that he's fallen off the table the way Matt Ryan did in Indianapolis. Because that's what it looks like to most people, yeah. including guys who cover the sport for a living and guys calling the game last night, and Lewis Riddick and Orlovsky.
And here's the other part of this, by the way. And again, I'm not running anybody out of town. I want us to win, and if it's Cousins, great. If it's not, whatever that's going to take. But at the end of the day, Mike, if you have to take a cap hit next year, so be it.
Well, it's...
We're acting like we got, you know, like we haven't done this in the past. If we got to take a cap hit, so be it.
Now, the good news is your core young pieces are there. You know, in Bijan and Dragno, eventually you're going to make a decision with Pitts. Make him sing for his supper next year. You know, your core group is there. You know, defensively, we've got some veterans. But, Carl, it's not ideal, but it's not as bad as the situation you were in 2020 and 21.
No. I mean, like, everybody's, like, tripping off of it. Like, if you got to do that, that's big boy football. Guy's not getting it done. We got to take the hit.
But what team is going to – the guys are saying, well, you got to trade him. What team is going to take Kirk Cousins the way he looks now? I mean, what are you going to – you're going to dump him on somebody like, I don't know, Cleveland or whatever, and you're going to pay $25 million of it?
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't seem like a plan either.
All right. This is, as I said, a developing story. We'll see where it goes, and you'll know firsthand right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. When we come back, the question she asked, you don't want to miss it. It is Dukes and Bell. We are examining the comments of our head football coach, Raheem Morris, today. Now, they beat the Vegas Raiders last night, 15-9. As we started the show, we said the game itself aesthetically was not appealing. It was not a fun game. But you find a way to get it done. But your quarterback only threw the ball 17 times.
Right.
112 yards. So today, normally he does this, by the way, it's Tuesday, but they normally do this following a Sunday game where he has a presser. And so as we examine some of these things that he is saying, and we're talking about Raheem Morris, I want you to hear a couple of things. As we said, if you're just joining us, this is not – I do not want to jump the gun until they tell us. Because we could sit here and we've wanted this for the last few weeks. Mike and I were just discussing. I thought the four interception game against the Chargers,
right.
To me, that was the tipping point.
That's when I left the stadium and I was going bananas on social media. I thought that it was a one possession game and your quarterback couldn't deliver and really shot you and basically shot all your chances out the window. That's when I thought they should have gone to Penix. I'm with you. And then this always seemed like a good opportunity. A road game is a tough spot for a rookie, but the Raiders are pretty hapless.
Correct.
Giants at home. Makes a lot of sense if they get a short work week to get your quarterback ready.
If they're going
to
do it. All right, so first thing Raheem was asked about, you know, we have to win. And this is a comment from him. We talked about this, and then I'm going to tell you what he just said also. We have to win. We're going to do whatever is best for us to win as many games as we can this season, which is all I want, which is all Mike wants. You know my – guys, you hear me. I don't care about 2026. I don't even know where I'll be in 2029. All I care about is right now. And if you have a chance to get there, you need to do everything you can to do it. Now, here is Coach Ra, and I want you to hear this, Mike, on the quarterback decision will be based on and what he will base it on this particular week. Okay. And by the way, this was, you know, Zoom because they just got back, everybody. Right. So he's on the Zoom, and everybody is asking these questions here in our market. What about why they've not gone to Penix yet? He was asked this question.
It is the first time, to your point last segment, that he's, you know, shown any cracks in the facade of being all in for Cousins. And it's the first time the door has been cracked open even an inch yep. for the shot that Michael Penix Jr. would take over.
And that's why it's interesting. Again, doesn't mean it'll happen. You know, people are speculating already, oh, it's going to be Penix. If it is, fine. Here's the other thing, and Mike and I were discussing this. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You guys can hit us up on the text line, 404-726-0929. Find Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put Him Up, C Dukes, and the radio show's Dukes and Bell 929. What if it's the complete opposite of what people fear this might be? Meaning, you're throwing him into the mix. We don't want to get him, you know, all screwed up. What if he is a guy that can handle the situation, Mike? And what if he plays well? What if this hits?
That's what I was just telling Carl during the commercial break. You know, we're always so used to doom and gloom here in Atlanta. Terry Fontenot drafted this guy, and I said, why would you give all this money to Cousins back in April and then go draft a quarterback with a first pick with all the needs we have on defense? And they said this guy was – they knocked it out of the park. He does everything, checks all the boxes, leadership, the arm strength, all the intangibles. Well, then this is his shot. Maybe the era of the next big star in Atlanta starts when they finally get this guy on the frickin' field. Now, I didn't see enough of him, if I'm honest, I did not see enough of Penix in preseason for my liking. I thought he should have gotten all the reps. You know, I don't know what we gained in not giving this guy more opportunities. Either way, maybe, just maybe, guys, he is the dude, and I don't know if we make the playoffs because it's out of our control. We need to win out. We need some help. But why? What if Penix is ready? He's 24 years old. He's got as much – the only guy with as much experience, I think, Carl, is Bo Nix at this stage.
Yep, from a playing time standpoint. All right, one other thing I want to get to, and then I'm going to let you hear this back and forth between Cousins and a reporter. Raheem Morse on why or how the vibe has changed around Kirk Cousins as of late. And, Mike, we were talking about this as well. This is the direct quote. When you go through the stretch that we're going through right now, you're not going to have some of that same confidence and swagger that he had the first few months or 3 months or whatever it was of the season. Duh. We're 6-3. I mean, you know, we're rolling. We're thinking we're an 11 or 12 win football team. So, yeah, when you don't, and I started the show by talking about this, this is the biggest thing for me. It's not his physical ability. He doesn't have – he's not disabled, guys. There's nothing there. That has not happened between when he was playing good and now that he's not playing as well. I just feel like when you don't have the confidence to do the things that you normally do, you are slow to get there. Mike, I'm not going to throw it quite yet. I'm going to wait. Why are you waiting? Because I'm not sure if it's time. Oh, I know I'm supposed to go to that receiver, but guess what? I'm going to wait because I'm not sure. When you're doing that stuff, you start making mistakes. And I think more than anything, that is why we have 9 interceptions to 1 touchdown over the last 5 weeks. That is what I see. All the mechanical stuff and these quarterbacks around the country talking about what he's doing and what he's not doing, be it. For me, the position is simple. See it, release it.
Right.
It's simple.
Everybody talked about it, mentioned the broadcast last night. You guys, we've been talking about this. To me, the first game where he really struggled was the Saints game. The Saints was – that's another game that was very winnable down in New Orleans where he was just not accurate. Ball wasn't coming out on schedule. And then the Chargers game we already talked about. Minnesota, there were some times there where you just – it's good and bad, but still not enough. And just this is a guy who you saw – I saw it with my own eyes sitting there behind the bench in Tampa. Ball was coming out looking like the Kirk Cousins we've seen the last 13 years. And Zach Robinson, I think he is hamstrung too.
Yep.
Because I think there's a lot of things we're trying to do in this offense that we can't do. If you heard the conversation last night, I think Orlovsky kind of inferred, or Lewis Riddick, that because of what they're dealing with Cousins, but that's not an injury. Or either way, they can't backpedal him into like play action. That's why we're using the lowest rate of play action. The things we all thought we were going to do, we're not doing. But after 4 weeks of all in with Cousins, this is the first time you and I have heard even remotely possible the idea that Penix would, or something else could happen at quarterback.
We've asked him, you specifically, 2 weeks in a row, but we've asked him 3 weeks in a row what it would take to insert Penix into the offense, into the lineup, to have him take some snaps, some meaningful snaps. Nope, we're not doing it. Nope, this is the plan. Kirk Cousins is our quarterback. This is where we've been. So for those of you who listen every week and every day, and we hope you do, understand that has been our battle as to what is it going to take. And every week we get shut down with there is nothing. He's the backup right now. Okay. Well, this is the first time he's not saying that. 404-726-0929. I want you to hear Kirk Cousins being asked about whether or not he's afraid. Listen. There it is.
I can't believe you're doing our boy like that.
There it is. We now know.
And for those of you in ball ground, that is an excerpt of Rocky III. Rocky III. Stallone
Mike
scared of Clubber Lang.
He's afraid, Mike. He's afraid. That's what's going on right now with our guy.
Yeah, I mean, there's no other way to describe it. I mean, you saw it. The body. You and I, we talked about this at the Charger game. The body language, the interviews, the way he talked. I mean, everything. We went from swag. And, you know, the way he's going to come take over your trap?
Yes.
Now it's just, it looks like it's we said it, deer in headlights. So wrong. It's so wrong.
And are we wrong? No. Are you watching what we're watching?
No.
This is where we're at right now. And by the way, as Adrian said, fine. There's nothing wrong with being afraid. You've got to own that, but you've got to work through it. Mike, no.
Well, can't Zach
Nobody Rob, can't help him.
Can't Zach, like Apollo, get him to do the dance thing and get in the rhythm, get the footwork going like he did? You know, then they can go run and jump in the, and they can run into each other's arms on the beach, and we go beat the Giants.
The first thing you have to do, though, is acknowledge it. That is why that scene is so significant in the movie. You're watching him train half-ass, and you're like, he's going to get beat again. The first time you ever saw it. And you're like, he's going to lose. And then he admits that, and the movie changes.
Right.
He has to admit this, Mike.
It's kind of like Star Wars, Yoda. You confront your fears, you must. Look. This is the last conversation after the Tampa game down there that I ever thought we'd be having, that our quarterback has lost. It's beyond losing your mojo. And now for the first time since we've gone south, and that game, by the way, that was one of the worst football games I've ever watched. Okay? That was as bad as anything in preseason. That was horrible. Okay. You know, other than Bijan and our special teams and defense beating up on the hapless Raiders, you realize Desmond Ridder, we had that penalty. They block a pass. They hit Cousins in the shoulder. They call roughing the passer. They could have had the ball with three timeouts and the two-minute warning at 2:40. But the refs did us a solid.
We're coming back. Your phone calls, 404-726-0929. We do have a coaches show coming up. Stay tuned, all right? We'll get that to you. But we're going to stick around for another segment because, listen, all of this is a developing story. How about a simple New Year's resolution, one where you're guaranteed to succeed? Reverse the clock on hair loss with Advanced Hair's simple one-day treatment. It's Carl Dukes, guys. You will feel more confident and more youthful when you witness your own natural hair growing in those places where it's been balding or thinning for years. From Advanced Hair's breakthrough technology to their highly experienced team, there is no one I trust more in hair restoration. Their simple FUE treatment begins to regrow your own natural hair the very next day, and your new hair is backed by the Advanced Hair Guarantee. Simply put, Advanced Hair's exceptional standard of care makes your comfort and your results their top priority. Did I mention the results can last a lifetime? Celebrate this new year with a fuller head of hair and get a free consultation. $250 off and 250 free hair grafts. Call 470-660-HAIR. That's 470-660-HAIR. See what meeting your resolution could look like at advancedhair.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.